This is the Power of Your Subconscious Mind podcast, a chapter-by-chapter reading of Joseph Murphy's The Power of Your Subconscious Mind, which is in the public domain. This book was written in 1963, and although the language is a bit arcane at times, the concepts are still cutting edge. I'm your host, Lane Smith Brown, and I am a coach at lanesmithbrown.com and the host of the Unleash Your Life podcast. I help my students apply the concepts in this book by helping them understand what is really playing in their subconscious mind. That's a mystery to most people, and why so many people read or listen to this book and don't get the results they want. Check out the links in the show notes or go directly to lanesmithbrown.com. The Power of Your Subconscious Mind, brought to you by WeirdHummingbirds.com. This book is in the public domain. Chapter 1, The Treasure House Within You. You have infinite riches within your reach. To gain them, all you have to do is open your mental eyes and behold the treasure house of infinity within you. There is a storehouse within you from which you can extract everything you need to live life gloriously, joyously, and abundantly. Many people are dozed off to their own potential because they do not know about this storehouse of infinite intelligence and boundless love within themselves. Whatever you want, you can draw it forth. A magnetized piece of iron will lift about 12 times its own weight. But if you demagnetize this same piece of iron, it will not lift a feather. In the same way, there are two types of people. Those who are magnetized are full of confidence and faith. They know they are born to succeed and to win. Others, so many others, are demagnetized. They are full of fears and doubts. When an opportunity comes, they say, "What if I fail? I might lose my money. People will laugh at me." People of this sort will not get very far in life. Their fear to go forward makes them simply stay where they are. You can become a magnetized person when you discover and put to use the master secret of the ages. The master secret of the ages. Suppose someone asked you to name the master secret of the ages. What would you answer? Atomic energy? Interplanetary travel? Black holes? No, it is not any of these. Then what is the master secret? Where can you find it? How can it be understood and put into action? The answer is extraordinarily simple. The secret is the marvelous miracle-working power found in your own subconscious mind. This is the last place most people will look for it, which is the reason so few ever find it. The marvelous power of your subconscious. Once you learn to contact and release the hidden powers of your subconscious mind, you can bring into your life more power, more wealth, more health, more happiness, and more joy. You do not need to acquire this power. You already possess it, but you will have to learn how to use it. You must understand it so that you can apply it in all departments of your life. If you follow the simple techniques and processes explained in this book, you can gain the necessary knowledge and understanding. You can be inspired by a new light, and you can generate a new force that enables you to realize your hopes and make all your dreams come true. Decide now to make your life grander, greater, richer, and nobler than ever before. Within your subconscious depths lie infinite wisdom, infinite power, and an infinite supply of all that is necessary. It is waiting. It is waiting there for you to give it development and expression. If you begin now to recognize these potentialities of your deeper mind, they will take form in the world without. Provided you are open-minded and receptive, the infinite intelligence within your subconscious mind can reveal to you everything you need to know at every moment of time and point of space. You can receive new thoughts and ideas, bring forth new inventions, make new discoveries, create new works of art. The infinite intelligence in your subconscious can give you access to wonderful new kinds of knowledge. Let it reveal itself to you, and it will open the way to perfect expression and true place in your life. Through the wisdom of your subconscious mind, you can attract the ideal companion, as well as the right business associate or partner. It can show you how to get all the money you need and give you financial freedom to be, do, and go as your heart desires. It is your right to discover the inner world of thought, feeling, and power of light, love, and beauty. Though invisible, its force is mighty. Within your subconscious mind, you will find the solution for every problem and the cause for every effect. Once you learn to draw out these hidden powers, you can come into actual possession of the power and wisdom necessary to move forward in abundance, security, joy, and dominion. I have seen the power of the subconscious lift people up out of crippled states, making them whole, vital, and strong once more. Their minds made them free to go out into the world to experience happiness, health, and joyous expression. There is a miraculous curative force in your subconscious that can heal the troubled mind and the broken heart. It can open the prison door of the mind and liberate you. It can free you from all kinds of material and physical bondage. Necessity of a working basis. If you want to make progress in any field or endeavor, there is an essential first step. You must discover a working basis that is universal in its application. Before you can become skilled in the operation of your subconscious mind, you must understand its principles. Once that is achieved, you can practice its powers, knowing the results you will certainly obtain. You can apply these powers for the definite specific purposes and goals you want to accomplish. For many years, I followed the profession of chemist. One of the first things I learned in my early training was that if you combine two atoms of hydrogen and one of oxygen, the product will be water. Not occasionally or most of the time, but always. If you take one atom of oxygen and one atom of carbon and combine them, you will produce carbon monoxide, a poisonous gas. But if you add another atom of oxygen, you will get carbon dioxide, a gas that is harmless to animals and vital to plants. These facts are universal and unchangeable. They are what we call principles. The principle of chemistry, physics, and mathematics are no different in their workings from the principles of your subconscious mind. If you want to make use of chemical or physical forces, you must learn the principles of these fields. If you want to make use of the force of your subconscious mind, you must learn its principles. Take the generally acceptable principle, water seeks its own level. This is a universal principle. It applies to water everywhere, at any time, and to all liquids that behave like water. The ancient Egyptians knew this principle. They used it to make the foundations of the Great Pyramids perfectly level. Today, Engineers use it when planning everything from an irrigation system to a hydroelectric power station. Or take the principle, matter expands when heated. This is true anywhere, at any time, and under all circumstances. If you heat a piece of steel, it will expand, whether the steel is found in China, England, India, or in an orbiting space station. Matter expands when heated. This is universal truth. It is also a universal truth that whatever you impress on your subconscious mind is expressed on the screen of space as condition, experience, and event. Your prayer is answered because your subconscious mind is principle. And by principle, I mean the way a thing works. For example, an important principle of electricity is that it works from a higher to a lower potential. You do not change the principle of electricity when you turn on a lamp or cook on an electric stove. No, you use the principle. By cooperating with nature, you can bring forth marvelous inventions and discoveries that bless humanity in countless ways. Your subconscious mind is principle. It works according to the law of belief. You must know what belief is, why it works, and how it works. Your Bible says in a simple, clear, and beautiful way, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that these things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Mark 11:23. Just a reminder that to get the change Murphy is talking about, you've got to do the work. There's a free resource in the show notes to get you going. It'll help you understand how you got your subconscious programming and how you can change it or let it go. The law of your mind is the law of belief. This means to believe in the way your mind works, to believe in belief itself. The belief of your mind is the thought of your mind. Just that, nothing else. All your experiences, events, conditions, and acts are produced by your subconscious mind in reaction to your thoughts. Remember, it is not the thing believed in, but the belief in your own mind that brings about the results. Stop accepting the false beliefs, opinions, superstitions, and fears that plague our mankind. Begin to believe in the eternal varieties and truths of life that never change. At that point, you will move onward, upward, and Godward. All those who read this book and faithfully apply the principles of the subconscious mind that are set forth here will gain the ability to pray scientifically and effectively for themselves and for others. Your prayer is answered according to the universal law of action and reaction. Thought is incipient action. The reaction is the response from your subconscious mind that corresponds to the nature of your thought. Fill your mind with the concepts of harmony, health, peace, and goodwill, and wonders will happen in your life. The duality of mind. You have only one mind, but that one mind possesses two distinct and characteristic functional parts. The frontier that separates the two is well known to students of the mind. The two functions of your mind are essentially different from each other. Each has its own separate and distinct attributes and powers. Many names have been used to distinguish the two functions of the mind. These include the objective and the subjective mind, the conscious and the subconscious mind, the waking and the sleeping mind, the surface and the deep self, the voluntary and the involuntary mind, the male and the female mind, and many others. All of these, whatever their implications, are recognitions of this essential duality. Throughout this book, I use the terms conscious and subconscious to represent the dual nature of your mind. If another set of terms comes more easily to you, by all means, use it. The important starting point here is to recognize and acknowledge the double nature of your mind. The conscious and the subconscious mind. A wonderful way to begin getting to know the two functions of your mind is to think of it as a garden. You are the gardener. You are planting seeds of thought in your subconscious mind all day long. Much of the time, you are not even aware of doing so because the seeds are based on your habitual thinking. As you sow in your subconscious mind, so shall you reap in your body and environment. Imagine your subconscious mind as a bed of rich soil that will help all kinds of seeds to sprout and flourish, whether good or bad. If you sow thorns, will you gather grapes? If you sow thistles, will you harvest figs? Every thought is a cause and every condition is an effect. This is the reason it is so essential that you take charge of your thoughts. In that way, you can bring forth only desirable conditions. Begin now to sow thoughts of peace, happiness, right action, goodwill, and prosperity. Think quietly and with conviction on these qualities. Accept them fully in your conscious reasoning mind. Continue to plant these wonderful seeds of thoughts in the garden of your mind, and you will reap a glorious harvest. When your mind thinks correctly, when you understand the truth, when the thoughts deposited in your subconscious mind are constructive, harmonious, and peaceful, the magic working power of your subconscious will respond. It will bring about harmonious conditions, agreeable surroundings, and the best of everything. Once you begin to control your thought process, you can apply the powers of your subconscious to any problem or difficulty. You will actually be consciously cooperating with the infinite power and omnipotent law that governs all things. Look around you. Wherever you live, whatever circle of society you are part of, you will notice that the vast majority of people live in the world without. Those who are more enlightened, however, are intensely involved with the world within. They realize, as you will too, that the world within creates the world without. Your thoughts, feelings, and visualized imagery are the organizing principles of your experience. The world within is the only creative power. Everything you find in your world of expression has been created by you in the inner world of your mind, whether consciously or unconsciously. Once you learn the truth about the interaction of your conscious and subconscious minds, you will be able to transform your whole life. If you want to change external conditions, you must change the cause. Most people try to change conditions and circumstances by working on those conditions and circumstances. This is a terrible waste of time and effort. They fail to see that their conditions flow from a cause. To remove discord, confusion, lack, and limitation from your life, you must remove the cause. The cause is the way you use your conscious mind, the thoughts and images you encourage in it. Change the cause and you change the effect. It is just that simple. We all live in an unfathomable sea of infinite riches. Your subconscious is very sensitive to your conscious thoughts. Those conscious thoughts form the matrix through which the infinite intelligence, wisdom, vital forces, and energies of your subconscious flow. Shape that matrix in a more positive direction, and you direct and redirect those infinite energies to your greater benefit. Each chapter of this book gives concrete, specific illustrations of how to apply the laws of the mind. Once you learn to use these techniques, you will experience abundance instead of poverty, wisdom instead of superstition and ignorance, peace instead of inner strife, success instead of failure, joy instead of sadness, light instead of darkness, harmony instead of discord, faith and confidence instead of fear. Could there be any more wonderful set of blessings than these? Most of the great scientists, artists, poets, singers, writers, and inventors have had a deep understanding of the workings of the conscious and subconscious minds. It was this that gave them the power to accomplish their goals. Once, Enrico Caruso, the great operatic tenor, was struck with a stage fright. Spasms caused by intense fear constricted the muscles of his throat. His vocal cords felt paralyzed, useless. He stood backstage, already in costume, while in perspiration poured down his face. In just moments, he was supposed to go out on the stage and sing before an eager audience of thousands. Trembling, he said, "I can't sing. They will all laugh at me. My career is finished." He turned to go back to his dressing room, and then suddenly he stopped and shouted, "The little me is trying to strangle the big me within." He turned toward the stage again and stood taller. "Get out of here," he commanded, addressing the little me. "The big me wants to sing through me." By the big me, Caruso meant the limitless power and wisdom of his subconscious mind. He began to shout, "Get out, get out. The big me is going to sing." His subconscious mind responded by releasing the vital forces within him. When the call came, he walked out on stage and sang gloriously and majestically. The audience was enthralled. From what you have already learned, you can see that Caruso understood the two levels of mind, the conscious or rational, and the subconscious or irrational level. Your subconscious mind is reactive. It responds to the nature of your thoughts. When your conscious mind, Caruso's little me, is full of fear, worry, and anxiety, the negative emotions these create in your subconscious mind, the big me, are released. They flood the conscious mind with a sense of panic, foreboding, and despair. When this happens to you, you can follow the example of the great Caruso. You can speak affirmatively and with a deep sense of authority to the irrational emotional generated in your deeper mind. You can say, "Be still, be quiet. I am in control. You must obey me. You are subject to my command. You cannot intrude where you do not belong." You will be fascinated to see what happens when you speak authoritatively and with conviction to the irrational movement of your deeper self. Your mind will be flooded with harmony and with peace. The subconscious is subject to the conscious mind. That is why it is called subconscious or subjective. Outstanding differences and modes of operation. The conscious mind is like the navigator or captain at the bridge of a ship. He directs the ship. He sends orders to men and women in the engine room. They in turn control the boilers, instruments, gauges, and so on. The people in the engine room do not know where they are going. They follow orders. They would go on the rocks if a man on the bridge issued faulty or wrong instructions based on his findings with the compass, sextant, and other instruments. The people in the engine room obey him because he is in charge, because he is supposed to know what he is doing. The members of the crew do not talk back to the captain. They simply carry out his orders. The captain is the master of his ship, and his decrees are carried out. In the same way, your conscious mind is the captain and the master of your ship, your body, your environment, and all of your affairs. Your subconscious mind takes the orders you give it, based upon what your conscious mind believes and accepts as true. It does not question the orders or the basis on which they are given. If you repeatedly say to yourself, "I can't afford it," your subconscious mind takes you at your word. It sees to it that you will not be in a position to buy what you want. As long as you go on saying, "I can't afford that car, that vacation, that home," you can be sure your subconscious mind will follow your orders. You will go through life experiencing the lack of all these things, and you will believe that circumstances made it so. It will not occur to you that you have created those circumstances yourself by your own negative, denying thoughts. Last Christmas Eve, a young woman named Nina W., who is a student at the University of Southern California, strolled through an exclusive shopping area in Beverly Hills. Her mind was filled with anticipation. She was about to spend the holidays with her family in Buffalo, New York. As Nina passed a shop window, a beautiful Spanish leather shoulder bag caught her eye. She looked at it yearningly. Then she noticed the price tag and gasped. She was about to say to herself, "I could never afford such an expensive bag." Then she remembered something she had heard me say at one of my lectures. Never finish a negative statement. Reverse it immediately, and wonders will happen in your life. Staring through the glass, she said, "That bag is mine. It is for sale. I accept it mentally, and my subconscious sees to it that I receive it." Later that day, Nina met her fiancé for a send-off dinner. He arrived with an elegantly wrapped gift under his arm. Holding her breath, she unwrapped it. There was the identical leather shoulder bag she had looked at and identified as her own that same morning. She had filled her mind with the thought of expectancy. Then she had turned the matter over to her deeper mind, which has the power of accomplishment. Later, Nina told me, "I didn't have the money to buy that bag, yet now it is mine. I have learned where to find money and all the things I need, and that is in the treasure house of eternity within me." How her subconscious responded. A few months ago, I received a letter from a woman named Ruth A., who had attended my lectures. She wrote, "I am 75 years old, a widow with a grown family. I am living alone on a small pension and Social Security. My life seemed barren and hopeless. Then I remembered your lecture about the power of the subconscious mind. You said the ideas could be conveyed to the subconscious mind by repetition, faith, and expectancy. Could it be true? I decided to try. I had nothing to lose. I began to repeat frequently with all the feeling I could muster. I am wanted. I am loved. I am happily married to a kind, loving, and spiritual-minded man. I am secure and fulfilled. I kept on doing this many times a day for about 2 weeks. One day at the corner drugstore, I was introduced to a retired pharmacist. I found him to be kind, understanding, and very spiritual. He was a perfect answer to my prayer. Within a week, he proposed to me. Now we are on our honeymoon in Europe. I know that the intelligence within my subconscious mind brought both of us together in divine order. Ruth discovered that the treasure house was within her. Her prayer was felt as true in her heart, and her affirmation sank down by osmosis into the subconscious mind, which is the creative mind. The moment she succeeded in bringing about a subjective embodiment, her subconscious mind brought about the answer through the law of attraction. Her deeper mind, full of wisdom and intelligence, brought her and her new husband together in divine order. Ideas worth remembering. The treasure house is within you. Look within for the answers to your heart's desires. The great secret possessed by the great men of all ages was their ability to contact and release the powers of their subconscious mind. You can do the same. Your subconscious has the answer to all problems. If you suggest to your subconscious prior to sleep, "I want to get up at 6 a.m., it will awaken you at that exact time. Your subconscious mind is the builder of your body and can heal you. Lull yourself to sleep every night with the idea of perfect health, and your subconscious, being your faithful servant, will obey you. Every thought is a cause and every condition is an effect. If you want to write a book, write a wonderful play, give a better talk to your audience, convey the idea lovingly and feelingly to your subconscious mind, and it will respond accordingly. You are like a captain navigating a ship. He or she must give the right orders or the ship is wrecked. In the same way, you must give the right orders, thoughts, and images to your subconscious mind, which controls and governs all your experiences. Never use such expressions as "I can't afford it" or "I can't do this." Your subconscious mind takes you at your word. It sees to it that you do not have the money or the ability to do what you want to do. Affirm, "I can do all things through the power of my subconscious mind." The law of life is the law of belief. A belief is a thought in your mind. Do not believe in things that will harm or hurt you. Believe in the power of your subconscious to heal, inspire, strengthen, and prosper you according to your belief. It is done unto you. Change your thoughts and you change your destiny. That's the end of this chapter. There's so much good stuff here, but if you don't address the self-sabotaging beliefs and behaviors in your subconscious mind, nothing will change for you. Don't be a listener, be a doer. Get the change you're seeking. The show notes contain links to lanesmithbrown.com, and for more helpful information on how to really apply the concepts in this book, check out my Unleash Your Life podcast. This is Lane Smith Brown, signing off.